Well, it's lovely to talk to you, Michael. And if we look at this opinion poll for ABC News on Sunday, the Washington Post put these two candidates neck and neck, 48% apiece. It's that close.
That's true. I think it's safe to say that the country is evenly divided and that this race is very close, and I think so close that nobody's leaving anything to chance in the closing days. I do think the president, as you said earlier, some of the analysis of the polling in the states has shown that the president has maybe a slight advantage in some of the key battleground states, and that's important. But there's a lot of momentum going with Governor Romney right now. And it really will come down to which campaign is able to turn out their voters, in the early vote in the states that can vote early, and on Election Day, which is just a few hours away.
Yeah, so I was up today. I spent most of the day in Fairfax, up in the state of Virginia. It's a key swing state in this election, as you know. And I was down with these phone banks, and literally these gangs of people, young and old. There was someone as young as 14 on the phones, for goodness sake, right up to people in their 60s. And they're banging the phones trying to get the people to come out and vote, Michael.
It's a pitch battle right now, and Virginia's a great example. Virginia's a state that the president carried last time. Comfortably, I think it was a strong victory for him. It's going to be razor thin this time around, and the demographics of the state have changed. You know, there are more non-white voters in Northern Virginia. That's a strength for the president. But there's no doubt that the state is very close. If President Obama is able to carry it again, it gives him a huge advantage on Election Day, because it's a state that I think Governor Romney has calculated into his 270 electoral votes.
Reuters Ipsos has put Romney on 46%, Obama on 47%. And we'll see those tight margins with a lot of these battleground states. The issue is, though, Michael, that all of these differences are within the margin of error of the polls, right?
Quite correct. And also, we're assuming that the models for these polls are accurate and correct. And it's very complicated now for a couple of reasons. First of all, in states like Ohio, early voting has now become a significant part of the electorate. And the pollsters will tell you that they don't know how to calculate in the early vote precisely into their polling models. The second thing is the demographic changes that are happening in states like Virginia, Nevada, Colorado. There's a lot of people who are now eligible to vote in those states. Some of them don't have home phone numbers. They only, they're either using their mobile phone or they're texting. They may not be picked up by these pollsters, so it's hard to know that the polls are right, and that's why we have election days. If it was all based on the polls, we'd know right now.
It looks like, if you look at the poll that's just out this evening, this Ipsos poll, it looks good news in Ohio for Obama, Michael. It's a crucial state, Ohio, and it shows Obama having a 4-point lead, 48% against Romney's 44%. And the significance of that is that lead has changed. It was only 1 point ahead on Saturday. Within a day, 4 points ahead.
It's very close. I think if you average all the polls together, the state polls in the last couple of weeks, and certainly in the last few days, President Obama has a slight advantage there. But it is a critically important state, and it's safe to say that if Governor Romney can't win Ohio, he has a very hard time of getting to 270 electoral votes. The president has other paths to get there, but no Republican has lost Ohio and won the presidency, and there's a reason for that. And if you look at the map, Ohio is critical. It's another reason why, if you look at the candidates' campaign schedules in the last couple of days, Ohio has basically become a hub with flights leaving every hour on the hour and arriving every hour on the hour. They're just concentrating very, very hard on the state of Ohio, because it really unlocks the key to the election.